the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Right now, in my lukewarm hand, it's got a little bit of lamb gravy on it, though.
I know, it's been
slip right out.
Some good food was shipped in here by the Paulina Meat Market.
Kev, you all right? You okay up there?
Lamb bacon for the win.
Lamb bacon. You like the lamb bacon the best?
That's really good.
Yeah.
The tzatziki sauce was out of this world, by the way.
Yeah, very
And I'm
good.
An expert in these matters.
Right now, 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, rips us off for the $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet, the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom, now in Orland Park, originally and still in Broadview. Trailer prices every day. It's state-of-the-art Kitchen and Bath Showroom. Don't miss out on it. 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Checking in at
number 5.
Former campaign advisor, and I'm doing that in air quotes.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not quite sure what this guy did or didn't do.
Get your fingers up. Mm-hmm.
To Donald Trump. Carter Page, you know this name? Carter
we do.
Page. Carter Page, he was just on the CNN with Jake Tapper. And he looks like a Bond villain.
Well, he's lived in Moscow. He admits that part. He was working for Merrill Lynch, an investment firm. So he was there. He does have ties to Moscow. But what the speculation is that there might be further ties between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, as we know, and he would be at the center of that.
That's exactly what it's
and
like.
Exactly. It gets richer and richer, the storyline.
I know. And you look at the guy, and he's got that look like he just barely survived polonium poisoning.
Like he could have one of those hairless cats on his lap
or
something.
Yeah, he's got that kind of look. Like he was the guy sent out to do something, you know?
Well,
Carter Page.
We don't know about that.
We need you to go do a very special thing for us, Carter Page.
It does read like a spy movie. He admits that Russia tried to recruit him.
It's weird as hell. All right, so here is what Jake Tapper is saying, that the Washington Post report that he was probably a spy was a joke.
What's interesting about last night's report is if it's true, well, there's a different standard when it comes to evidence in court. So all of this false evidence that you've been hearing about myself with the dodgy dossier and other false reports going back through most of last summer, well, that will have very different implications. So this is a real game changer if it turns out to be true.
What? If what turns out to be true?
I don't know. I didn't
if it turns out that I am actually a spy, that will have incredible implications.
Well, the news came out that the FISA... Ouch. The FISA warrant was, you know, he was one of the people... That the FBI obtained that secret court order in order to mm-hmm. monitor him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that was the right.
He's
the so why were they doing that?
He says it's political. It was
purely political reason. Even President Trump think he's political. No one believe it is not.
Is that the boom 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 Melania's boyfriend?
That is just what his. That's his inner monologue.
Oh, I see.
That's what he's thinking in his head. Wait, there's more.
Did you have any idea that Podobny was a Russian spy?
I talk to diplomats all the time. I'm based in New York a good portion of the time. The United Nations is based here. You're always meeting with foreign diplomats. And the reality is whenever you talk to a foreign government representative, the assumption is that on some level it's going to go back to the government in question. So... Again, I never gave him any information which is material or classified or in any way improper. And the assumption is that it would go back. So it's quite an irrelevant question in my view.
So basically what he just did there in a roundabout way is say, mm-hmm. yeah, he was talking to guys that he knew were probably working for the Russian government. And he did talk to them. The question was directly, did you talk to them in substance about the timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures or anything else about a way that could possibly give them air traffic control for their attempts to monkey in the election? And he was, and he's saying, well, I, you know, if that happened, then it's not because he knew that that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't giving them information that was, well, I think the important thing there, and I think it'll probably come to be true that he probably wasn't giving them classified information because there wasn't, there wouldn't be anything classified as part of a campaign.
And that's what he was sort of making out when he was explaining to Tapper, is that this would be publicly available information. All it was is just information that, you know, the, amongst the DNC and the Clinton campaign, there were people being dishonest with each other, the way he put it. We'll see. I mean, the FBI obviously granted the FISA warrant and thought that there were probable cause to look into this further. So we'll see what comes out of this. Mm-hmm. Ouch. God.
Checking in at
number four.
President Trump, a little bit of a change in mind on NATO.
Mm-hmm. Obsolete, after, not obsolete.
After saying was it obsolete, he met today with the General Secretary of NATO at the White House and said this.
The Secretary General and I had a productive discussion about what more NATO can do in the fight against terrorism. I complained about that a long time ago and they made a change. And now they do fight terrorism. I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete. It's my hope that NATO will take on an increased role in supporting our Iraqi partners in their battle against ISIS.
ISIS. He always does things like he's seducing you when he says things like that. And they take on of ISIS. The S sound especially.
This one you might have to chalk up as a President Trump win, though, because you heard the NATO Secretary General say, yeah, NATO could, the member countries should do more in the fight against terrorism. They should pay more. They should give more contributions in both cash and military. And this is what...
I'll give him a win. I will give him a win.
I think, and he was complaining that they weren't giving 2% of their GDP. Only a few members were, and now it appeared that there's a strong push to make the other countries get in that direction.
Right. There's a few slackers in there, but he also called Germany a slacker, and Germany is actually a leader. They just can't spend 2% of their GDP. They spent it in the, because as you might recall, after World War II, we told them what they couldn't do. You might recall there are certain things they don't have access to because every once in a while they have a beer stein or two up their snoot. And they want to invade Poland. So there was just a way that we decided, you know, we just got to keep this guy on the limit. And they had to explain that to him. And by the way, NATO had been involved in anti-terrorism actions, including Afghanistan and Iraq. So, and the president's like, see, I told them to do it. Now they're doing it. Okay. By the way, it was weird. Did you see the Maria Bartiromo interview that he did?
Yes.
He does that, especially when he's talking to women. He gets that whole thing where he keeps his mouth open, sort of at the end of every word. You know what I'm saying? A little breathing out.
All I can think about is the Alec Baldwin impersonation when you do that. He does that overly, the O with his mouth.
Yeah, the O. And he just, so Maria, this is what we're going to do.
Well, I find he says a lot more in interviews with people, that interviewers that he's friendly with. It seems sometimes it's the reverse, where if you're friendly, you have friendly questions, you have prepared pat answers. And with him, it seems like he wanders more with people like Bill O'Reilly or even Maria Bartiromo, who might be a more friendly audience.
Yeah, they're more friendly.
And he did in that interview.
You're the money, honey. But he's also, he was a little wacky on Tuesday. I have a theory about this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear my theory?
Oh, right. We haven't heard your theory yet.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
It was the first night of Passover.
Right.
And so Jared and Ivanka turning off their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Doing their Passover Seder. Unavailable for 6 hours. And in that 6 hours, he went out and did all these wacky interviews. Right?
Where was he was. Was this one of them?
Yeah.
Was this tape recorded?
Yeah,
this
was done on Tuesday.
At that time. Okay.
Yeah. And where he gets a little, you know, he got a little off script.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? and we made a determination to do it. So the missiles were on the way.
So he's talking
over
about
chocolate cake.
Over chocolate cake. I was launching missiles over chocolate cake.
And then I had to get some milk.
But wait, you know, Maria.
A little more chocolate sauce.
Isn't it pretty amazing that I can launch missiles over dessert? Right? How powerful am I?
He said that the Chinese president had to ask his interpreter to repeat what he said because he wasn't sure that's what he said. Wait a minute.
Did he just say chocolate cake?
Right. The Chinese guys say, tell me again. Did he just say they're launching missiles? Is that what they say?
And I said, Mr. President, let me explain something to you. This is during dessert. We've just fired 59 missiles.
Oh, God.
All of which hit, by the way, unbelievable, from, you know, hundreds of miles away. All of which hit. Amazing.
Unmanned. Brilliant.
It's so incredible. It's brilliant. It's genius. Our technology, our equipment is better than anybody by a factor of five. I mean, what we have in terms of technology, nobody can even come close to competing. Now, we're going to start getting it because, you know, the military has been cut back and depleted so badly by the past administration and by the war in Iraq, which was another disaster.
Wait. All right. So we have the best military, but we have the worst military. Right, Maria?
NATO's obsolete. It's not obsolete as of today.
Maria. He contradicts himself in his own sentence. But it doesn't matter. It was the most beautiful chocolate cake ever. What is that? What does that matter?
Yeah, like
the Chinese guy's like, am I supposed to eat the chocolate cake or no? Do I eat? I don't know. He's talking about missile.
He went to his interpreter on that one. I think I would too.
Did he mean real missile or that's a word for a chocolate cake?
Famous American dessert in Mar-a-Lago.
Maybe they call it missile here. I don't know. Maybe they call it 59 missile. We do things like that. I don't know. Oh, God. I mean, that's weird. And he's like leaning over and he's like bragging about the attack. And the Chinese president is like trying to choke down the chocolate cake.
And President Trump probably has like some chocolate sauce stuck on his teeth.
Something maybe on the corner of his mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And then his little mouth and sort of just, you know, at the 3 o'clock position. There's just a little bit of that.
And he's being like, hey, wipe your mouth a little.
He's probably got the weird old man breath too. Listen, Xi, I'm going to tell you something. He just launches missiles. And it's amazing I can do that over dinner. We're having dessert, and I just blew stuff up all over the world. All right? How great is that? Isn't that great? Now, you're going to go back and tell everybody that I blew stuff up over dessert.
Oh, and they love the dessert.
You love it. It's the best cake. This is the best cake. Mar-a-Lago, we have the best cake. All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maria, by the way, I'm going to be here this weekend by myself. All right.
Maybe she wants some chocolate cake.
Would you like some chocolate cake, Maria?
Just don't talk
it's
about missiles,
so
okay?
Luscious.
I'll put it in a fruit basket.
By
for
the
you.
Way, I can show you my missiles. That's okay.
Great pickup line.
No, that's okay. I have missiles. I have my own missiles.
And they all strike.
All right, here we go. You're 3, you're 2, and you're 1. But first, Violetta Powdermatic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Tonight on WGN-TV, win and they're in. The playoffs are on the line as the Bulls, battle Brooklyn in the regular season finale tonight at 7, only on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues, checking in at...
Number 3.
Department of Transportation now investigating the United Airlines incident. United CEO Oscar Munoz told ABC News that the company is conducting a thorough review of itself and policies aimed at changing all the procedures.
It's not so much what I thought, it's what I felt. Probably the word ashamed comes to mind. You know, as I think about our business and our people, the first thing I think is important to say is to apologize to Dr. Dow, his family, the passengers on that flight, our customers, our employees. That is not who our family at United is. And you saw us at a bad moment. And this will never happen again on a United Airlines flight. That's my premise and that's my promise.
Right. He said they're never going to kick anybody ever off the flight for overbooking purposes.
That's his promise. Paying passenger won't be kicked off again or dragged bloody down the aisle. Please. Anyway, his Dow's lawyers were in an Illinois court today demanding the evidence be preserved.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Checking in at
number 2.
Oh, this is sad news. Charlie Murphy, star of the Chappelle Show and brother, of course, of Eddie Murphy, Found dead, or it was dead at the age of 57 after a battle with leukemia. True Hollywood Stories, they did this great Chappelle bit, True Hollywood Stories, in which he recalled moments with Rick James that were too funny to be true, but they were.
We got closer, started hanging out. My brother didn't do any of this shit. So at night, when Eddie would break out, we would all be doing getting crazy and wild. And if I was hanging with Rick, he had this thing with me where he used to always like with me, man. I don't know what started it.
You know, he was hanging out with the big dogs. You know, Charlie didn't know he was doing crazy things, and I had to straighten him out. Sometimes I had to go upside his head.
Things escalated to the point where, you know, my man got too familiar, and I ended up having to whip his ass, man. You know, because you know he would step across the line. Habitually, he's a habitual line stepper.
Some of the best Chappelle shows right there.
All right. Wow. Charlie Murphy was 57. And finally,
number one.
Jay Giles, longtime leader, guitarist of the Jay Giles Band, found dead in his home. First hit the Billboard chart in January 30th, 1971, with their eponymous album, entered the Billboard 200. The group would eventually rack up 15 charting sets, as they say, and a number one album, Freeze Frame, which collected 4 weeks atop the Billboard 200 in 1982. Centerfold ranked at number one on the top 10 biggest Billboard Hot 100 hits, followed by Freeze Frame. And then the 1975 hit Must Have Got Lost rounds out their top three tunes of all times. Jay Giles was 71.
The top five at five.